How did Viagra Boys form, and what was the initial spark that brought you guys together?
Oh, I actually, me and Sebastian were hanging out because we hang out together in the tattoo scene, I guess, in Stockholm. And we talked about punk, old punk bands like Flipper and others, and we talked about starting a band. And then I was accidentally karaoke at a party, and I saw him singing a Mariah Carey song. I was like, oh shit, we gotta do this, because he had a very present appearance. Yeah, that's how it started.
You've all been involved in various creative projects before coming together as Viagra Boys. How did those experiences shape the band's sound and vibe?
Oh, I guess, you know, you're kind of maybe more focused on what you want to do when you have done a lot of other bands and stuff before. But I think it's still a journey today, you know, what we're doing. I think maybe this is the first album that we have done that is more ourselves, or, you know, that we figured out what we are.
Looking back over the years, was there a specific moment when you realized things were starting to happen for the band and really starting to pick up? And was there a moment you were like, wow, we can do this full time?
Oh, I don't know if exactly moment, but yeah, from the beginning it was a little bit bumpy in the beginning because we were living a kind of hard lifestyle. But when I started living a better lifestyle, and you know, but I mean, I think when we did the first Street Worms, the first LP, after that you could feel that, oh shit, this could be, we could live from this, because
yes,
we started touring America, and you know, the venues got bigger kind of fast. But you know, yeah, it's only since Corona that we have been able to live of it.
Now, Henrik, you've been described as the steady hand behind the scenes, especially as Sebastian has navigated sobriety. How has your relationship evolved over the years as bandmates and friends?
They has become better and better, I would say. As older we get, the better it becomes. And, you know, as of course, when it's stuff becoming a work as well, and you have to treat it as a work. I would say just becoming better and better.
Were there any moments in like the early days when you guys were partying and drinking, and when it was more chaotic, when you questioned whether you guys would be able to survive, and what helped you push through this?
I don't know. It was to be honest, I had quite, you know, when I thought it was more fun to take drugs and drink than it was to play music. And then I started to question myself. And then I think our manager actually came to me. He's an old friend. And he's an old friend of mine as well. And he said, if you want to do this, you got to stop doing what you're doing.
Yes. I think it's awesome that you guys are kind of, you know, ironed out that part of your lives and are just making a proper living out of it. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
It's better than most jobs.
True. How do you approach the recording process? And especially for the new record, was there a structure, or did it change, or does it change depending on the concept or the vibe?
Yeah. For this album, it changed a lot, because this is the first time when we actually, you know, we could do it every day, write the music every day for a living. So like we have our own space, like an old studio rehearsal room. So we go there every day, like a normal job. And then we just, doing stuff every day. So that's a big change. Because pre that, we used to go to a small rehearsal room that we rehearsed after we had worked and stuff, you know. And so, yeah, so it's a lot of more writing into this, I would say, a lot of more hours.
Did you feel any pressure? Do you feel pressure to outdo yourself on each album?
I don't know if I feel any pressure. You just want to do better every time, I would say.
Rewinding a bit, when you began, did you have a specific vision for the band or where you want it to go? Or has it been more of a just happen organically?
There was a vision, like, that's wanted to become, like, you know, to be like a band that I really likes and we really likes, like Studios and early weird punk bands that Flipper or post-punk bands like Joy Division, who's maybe not writing the most complicated music. It's about how you play it instead. I think that was and create you know certain feelings around it, maybe like suicide or
Has your approach to songwriting evolved over the years, especially you've moved, especially as you've moved from small venues to like big ones?
So I think I would say it would be like these days it's more poppy. You know. More bigger stage approach. Yeah, I would say that because you know it's more about melodies and more popular than
maybe
the studios or the stuff like that. But you still want to have the same feeling to it, but maybe in another way.
Do you think that the poppy element comes in because you guys are better at what you're doing? Like this is the growth as a musician.
Yeah, of course, I would say that. And you wanna, you know, you wanna go forward with your music as well. You don't wanna do the same thing over and over again. You wanna explore new worlds or whatever you can say. Or you wanna try to become.
Australian, I never really listen when he's talking about himself. When I see my veterinarian, it feels a little scary, and I sleep a weird sleep, and I wake up in an area in the back of the facility. Doctors do activities that involve the trade of rotten teeth of exotic breeds especially. Is Bogdan my enemy? Does he want the best for me? What's he doing with my teeth? Is he taking them to Australia? Found a crouton underneath the futon, Mama said. I couldn't eat it, cause all my teeth are gone. My personality is based on food now. Take it from Bogdan, he's my veterinarian. His folks are from Croatia, they've been through some shit. Man, I seem like such a bitch when I talk about Swedish politics.
A massive news, so exciting. Stoked that you guys are finally coming here. You've been to Australia a few times, but this will be the first time in New Zealand. You're playing a great venue. How would you describe your live show? How has it evolved from the early shows to now? And has there been any sort of significant change?
No, I think it's more or less the same, or has at least five last years, maybe six. But no, it's how would I describe it? It's a big party. With a lot of, just having fun and energy.
How has the reception of your shows changed as the band has gotten more and more popular? Do you feel there's a deeper connection to the audience, or is it more about like an energy exchange between the band and the crowd?
Yeah, it's an energy exchange, I would say, and it's a lot of more singing along to all the songs and, more of everything, I would say.
What's the most important thing to you guys when you're performing live? Getting the crowd cranking or putting on a spectacle or just, you know, you guys enjoying yourselves?
I would say everything goes hand in hand. you know, if we are enjoying ourselves, the usually the audience enjoying themselves and they go crazier and everything becomes better.
Do you have a favorite musical memory from the last few years?
I don't know. We played London the other day, Brixton Academy. That was something special about.
How big is that room? Is it about 5,000 people? Or?
Yeah, it's, I think, 4,600 or something like that. And it's a very classic venue in London.
Where do you feel artistic progression leads?
I have no idea where it leads. I just know it never ends.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer. What else have I got? What else have I got here? Is there anything non-musical that you guys are looking forward to in the near future?
Non-musical. I'm going to run an obstacle race. I'm looking forward to that.
What? Tell me more.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, what do you call it, obstacle racing? Like a 9 kilometers running race with 35 different kind of obstacles.
Water and sand traps and stuff to jump over?
It's not so much water. It's more like ropes and you know, rings and stuff like that.
Is it like an old army base or something?
No, I don't know. I think it's just built up in the woods.
Yes. For the audience down here in New Zealand, what can people expect from the show at the power station?
What they can accept and what they can...
Expect.
That they're going to have a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun. Radio Bay!